The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. I'm Kurt Benrud. This is a review of Justice Theater Project's production of Martin Sherman's Bent, written by Nicole Noel, who writes for Triangle Review. Justice Theater Project's production of Martin Sherman's Bent is not easy to watch, and it's impossible to forget. The Justice Theater Project opened Bent on Friday, February 9th, at the Umstead Park United Church of Christ in Raleigh. This groundbreaking Martin Sherman play about the persecution of homosexuals during World War II is not an easy one to see, but it is an important and compelling a drama as you will ever witness. The play opens with Max, a German party boy, played by Sean Wellington, awakening to discover he has brought Wolf, a Nazi stormtrooper, home for a night of drunken debauchery that he can't quite remember. Wolf is played very convincingly by Gus Allen, who does an admirable German accent and plays the large, imposing Nazi as adorable as a kitten. The small bits of laughter in the first scene nicely contrast with the sudden violence that is to follow. Unfortunately for Max and his partner Rudy, played by Brenton Blakeslee, this is exactly the wrong stormtrooper and exactly the wrong night. This night happens to be the evening that became known as the Night of the Long Knives, during which Hitler had many of his political rivals executed. Chief amongst these rivals was Ernest Röhm, Wolf's lover and the leader of the SA, the Storm Battalion. Röhm's homosexuality had lent the gay community in Berlin some security, but that evaporated after his death and the addition of the German Penal Code of paragraph 175, which made homosexuality a crime punishable by imprisonment and loss of civil liberties. Having been discovered as homosexuals, Max and his partner Rudy flee the Nazis, but they are eventually caught and sent to the concentration camp at Dachau, where gay people are designated by pink triangles and are considered the lowest of the low. Under the direction of Joel Rainey, the Justice Theater Project's production of Bent has some very beautiful and powerful moments that make the experience one you won't forget. I was entranced by Michael Lester as Greta, as he sang Streets of Berlin, and by how the right to love and the desire to live authentically can survive in the face of unspeakable horror. The set and light design by Tab May and Darby Madewell was impressive, and the train car and prison sets spoke to the nightmarish oppressiveness of those scenes. There were some parts of the production that I felt dragged, and even though Sean Wellington and Brenton Blakeslee are fine actors, I never quite got the feeling that their characters, Max and Rudy, were in real jeopardy while they were on the run. This might have been intentional, to contrast with the shock of what happens to them once they are caught, but it left me feeling less invested in their characters, and it took some time to feel connected to Max as a result. Overall, the performances were good, and Justin Brent Johnson as Horst was stellar. The quiet strength and dignity with which he plays Horst brought the performance to a higher level and raised the character of Max to heroic proportions because of his love for Horst. I don't want to give anything away, but Max's journey to self-knowledge and acceptance will haunt you. Bent runs until Sunday, February 18th. It's rated NC-17. No one 17 and under admitted, and it is intended for mature audiences. As part of the Justice Theater Project's mission to produce compelling theater, create community dialogue, and give voice to social concerns, there is a 5-minute talk by a relevant community organization during intermission. Bent is a night of powerful and important theater, But more than that, it gives you the chance to bear witness to a time in history that wasn't so long ago and a mindset that is still frighteningly current. And once again, Bent has its audio-described performance on Sunday, February 18th, and there are pairs of free tickets to people using the audio-described service.